This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Sleeping.
Yep. I'm sorry. Do you want to rephrase that?
He was sleeping.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
Larry?
It's Larry King. We're back.
Yeah.
We back?
Yeah.
Here for this Green Bay?
Nope.
Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute.
The Don and Mike Show.
You did.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Why men's room?
Whoa.
Why?
What the bleep happened here?
Well, let's find out.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
Hi, brother.
Hi.
The Larry King Show features interviews.
I want to get off.
Guests from around the world and telephone calls from
the train.
North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual.
You know what I mean.
System.
Like a man.
Now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi, whores.
Top of the hour, we'll be talking with Leslie Uggams. We're here, Larry and Larry, and now it's time to call whores.
900.
This is a segment on the show. We always like to call phone whores. Always fun. Always
Hi, folks.
Interesting.
Lay King.
And this is Lay King.
Later tonight, Anderson Cooper guest will be
Kelly.
John Norman. John will be answering the question.
One-on-one.
How come no guests ever come on the show?
Sexy girls. The cost of this call
Do
is
the hosts have the plague? That tonight with Anderson Cooper
minute,
360.
With a $3 connection fee.
She and sounds different, brother.
Telephone bill.
Tonight, John will be asked the question.
For this call.
Could you find a less important member of the cast of The Office to blow us off? What's wrong? Was the big fat black guy not available?
One with a girl, press one. To continue, connect with.
Yes, one.
To help me find the type of girl you're looking for, please choose.
Just
if
one.
You're looking for panty-wearing teens,
please
wait while I connect you with one of my friends.
Okay. I just push the anything button. Yeah. Push the easy button, brother.
I like this music. This has got a beat you can dance to.
You're listening to Larry and Larry.
Hi, this is Lay King. Always like to call the lines.
We're calling sex lines.
You are now connected. Hello?
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hi.
Is that okay with you? Hello there.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Are you there? I've got my brother here.
Hi, this is Larry.
And Larry, we're Larry and Larry. How are you?
Fine.
Hi there.
Veronica.
What's your name?
Veronica.
Veronica, what a lovely name.
Veronica Mars.
Well, here's the deal, Veronica.
I've seen that show.
We're bored a little bit, and we decided to call you.
You and your brother?
Yes,
yeah.
He's here, too. Say hi to him.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Larry.
Veronica.
Larry?
Why do you favor phone sex? Go.
Well, are you two together?
Yeah, we're together on the same line.
I'm on the toilet.
So, are you guys feeling...
I'm in my upstairs bedroom. With mink, with my mink bedspread.
Hold on. I think I had an oopsie.
Uh-oh. Brother, take care of that. You know, it won't be any fun if you don't take care of it right away.
I got to put the seat down.
Yeah, he's going away for a little while.
When the seat's up, it makes me think I'm there for another reason.
How long have you been doing this?
On and off for about 10 years.
Why you like it so much?
All the different people I talk to.
Back to You with Brad Garrett. Now that's a sitcom.
What's your favorite breakfast?
My favorite breakfast?
Yeah, sure.
I don't have a favorite breakfast.
Oh, everybody's got a favorite breakfast. I like peanut butter on a bagel. What's yours?
Oh, you like peanut butter? It kind of depends on the mood I'm in.
Are you a fat phone sex girl?
No.
Are you big and fat?
No.
We like our phone sex girls.
Big and fat.
Big and fat.
I'm voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Could you give us your measurements?
Tammy Faye was too thin the last time we had her on the show.
Very
thin. She was too thin the last time on the show, but just by a couple of pounds.
People took offense when we said, Tammy, eat more. Hi, this is Lay.
Hi, this is Lay. Would you suckle my toe?
Would I what?
Suckle my toe.
Don't worry, it'll only be the good one.
Is it proper etiquette on these phone lines there? Is it proper etiquette there if I used to call you a name? Would you not? Would you not take it personal? Like if I used to call you my bitch, is that okay with you there?
I don't take it personal.
Whoa! So he could call you my bitch?
Yeah, you can call me anything you like.
Really? Can I? What if I was to call you Sean King? That's a lady. That's a lady in my life, Sean King.
Oh, really?
Hold on, brother. I got to have my special moment here with her.
Go ahead there, brother. There.
Honey, are you there on the line?
I'm here.
Would you say something for me?
What would you like me to say?
I want you to say, hi, Larry. This is Cindy Garvey.
Cindy who?
Garvey.
Garvey?
Just say it nice and slow and sexy.
Okay.
All right, I'm waiting.
Okay. Hi, Larry. This is Cindy Garvey.
Right, now do one for me.
Whoa!
Say hi, Larry.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
What?
Say hi, Larry.
This hi, Larry.
This is Joy Behar. I hope you're enjoying the view. Say it, bitch.
Hi, Larry. This is Joy Behar. I hope you're enjoying the view.
Whoa!
Nothing happened.
It didn't work for you?
It's a dud.
Oh, that's not fun. Hey.
It's a turd rocket.
Can I call you Cindy?
You call me anything you like.
I want you to run your fingers through my hair and tell me what it feels like. Now, please, the last person that did it said it felt like warm salamanders.
Feels like dandruff.
It felt like warm salamanders, but it was hot. It was a hot day.
Pretend you're Angie Dickinson.
I don't know how much hair you have.
Pretend you're Angie Dickinson, okay?
Yes, run your fingers through my hair, Pepper.
Oh.
What's it feel like?
It feels like silk.
You tell me something right now. Do you like
silk?
My brother and I are naked except for our suspenders.
If you'd like, I'll pull out one of my three chest hairs for you.
I got my suspenders, and they're clipped onto my testes.
2 years ago, my brother tried to rip out one of his chest hairs, and the doctor came in because we found out it was wrapped around his spine.
I got bad news. I'm going to be eating dirt before my kid goes to the second grade.
Here's a good game.
One of you sounds like Rodney Dangerfield.
That's probably me, the more talented of the mimics.
You sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
That's what I'm going for. Thank you.
Veronica. Whoa, hold on. I got a question for you.
Sure, boy.
See if you can guess our age.
Not combined.
Each one. Now, remember, we're twin brothers.
We're from Brooklyn.
And as a bonus question, after you try to guess our age, guess which one of us has more of a curved spine.
Go.
Okay.
Would you lick the age spots on my hand?
Would you? Let me see. 48.
Whoa.
48. 48 was so far in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, we were a long 48, time ago.
The Bunko Squad from Miami hadn't even found us at 48, brother.
That's back when we were betting on illegal horse races.
High lie in Miami, FLA. WIOD, Larry.
I was told one time that all of my shirts from Miami smelled like cheese. Do you like the smell of cheese?
I want you to pat my coolie. Would you pat my coolie?
My brother wants you to pat his coolie.
It's me, Rodney Dangerfield.
Pat his coolie?
Pat my coolie.
And that'll Is make that my, legal?
That'll make my wet thing go.
Would you wink at my tankle?
Why is LSU number one and USC is not even in the top five?
How come I've wondered that myself.
How come they can call timeout all the time, right before the guy kicks the ball there?
Hey, Veronica.
And the game there.
Veronica.
Yes?
I've had an accident.
You what?
And I'm not talking auto.
You had an accident.
Yep.
Mm.
Would you give me a bath?
I sure will.
Would you carry me? I only weigh about 75 pounds. Would you carry me to the kitchen sink?
We're diaper enthusiasts.
Oh, diapers.
Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of diapers do you like? I like Huggies. You like Huggies?
I don't know too many guys with diapers.
We actually tape Huggies together to make an adult-sized one.
Hey, ask me what kind I like.
What kind do you like?
I don't know. Depends.
That's my favorite joke. Have you ever been to IHOP?
Yes.
Very good.
I'm forever straining at stool.
What do you take to keep your regular, Veronica?
What do I what?
What do you take to keep your regular?
Joe Torre is a class man.
What do you take?
I take a prune every day. I eat a prune. I divide it into halves. And I dice it. And I put it in my eggs.
Really?
I have a prune omelet. You've heard of prune Danish, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to try a prune omelet there, boy. That's some tasty stuff there. What do you take, Veronica, so that you can keep regular at stool?
Oh, I eat a lot of cereal with fiber.
What kind?
It depends. Sometimes Raisin Bran.
Would you change me?
Yes.
I tell you what you're going to do when you do that. You're going to find grape nuts.
Am I?
Yep.
Well, I'll ask you a question right now.
Inside or outside?
Yes. Good one. I like you, Veronica.
This is an important question. If my brother and I were with you there, and all of a sudden on our frail skin, our bones started like to pop through our elbow joints.
We're both very frail and very skinny.
Would you nurse us back to health?
Would I what?
Would you nurse us back to health there?
Yes.
Would you wear our suspenders with nothing else on except a garter belt?
Oh,
yeah. Now we're talking there, boy.
I like Whoopi on The View. How about you there, boy?
All right, Veronica, I have a question for you.
McDonald's fries are good, right?
They're okay.
Tell us how to make an egg cream. Go.
An egg cream.
What's the deal with trans fat?
I don't know how to make an egg cream.
Oh, that's bad.
Is it?
Yeah, now you've lost me. You've lost me totally.
Hey, talk dirty to me. Go ahead. I dare you. Dare you to. Say something. Say, Larry, you are a bad boy.
Larry, you are a bad boy.
Yeah, I would like to snap your suspenders. Say it.
What?
Say, I would like to snap your suspenders.
I would like to snap your suspenders.
Veronica,
yes.
How many clasps in your brassiere?
Three.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. That's good there, boy.
You know Anderson Cooper? Anderson Cooper calling you next at the top of the hour.
You like baseball, Veronica?
Then Wolf,
no.
Wolf Blitzer likes wearing women's clothing. His situation room coming up.
You like baseball? How about football?
No.
Hockey?
Clooney is dynamite in Michael Clayton.
How about George Clooney?
No.
Who's your favorite movie star?
Are you vigorous?
I don't have a favorite movie star.
Are you vigorous? How long have you been turning tricks?
I like, let me see, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
How long have you been living on the streets?
What do you
How long have I what?
What do you do for exercise?
On my back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Describe your exercise.
I have a lot of exercise lying on my back.
I'll describe mine. It's called straining at stool.
Lying on our back. Even when we lie down, we're straining. All the time.
Do you miss Elvis?
Do I miss Elvis?
Don't answer a question with a question. I'm trying to get off here.
Oh, yeah.
You have long...
terribly.
You have long fingernails?
Yes.
Can you pinch them together to pull a man's ear hair out?
Yeah.
Could you do it with your teeth?
No.
Would you eat my booger sugar?
Yeah.
Do you have ruby red lipstick?
I have it, but I'm not wearing it.
Could you rub my snot bubbles all over your face?
Could you bite one of my warts?
You guys must be terribly bored.
Would you eat? Would you eat one of my Klingons? Hey, we're out of time.
What a shame.
It's been nice.
Oh, it seems to me I'm bleeding again.
Who's the whore we should ask for when we call this number again there, brother? What's your name there?
Veronica,
it's been a slice of heaven. Whoa.
It's so nice to have this time together.
I'm Larry.
Just ask for Larry or Larry, okay?
Why,
Larry or Larry.
Why
okay.
Men's rooms?
All right.
Why do you favor rape?
Why do I what?
No need to repeat that one. That's my brother who always has to say it.
Why do you favor rape?
Shut up, Larry.
Be quiet, Larry.
Time to go. It's time to S at S.
The third Larry is here now.
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know. We gotta go, brother.
That's our older brother. Doesn't he sound older?
Yeah, he does.
Why?
He asked you a question, darling.
What?
Why?
Why what?
Why do you favor rape?
I don't understand what you're saying.
All right.
From Washington, D.C.,
hung up on her.
Larry King Show.
Wow. That's Marathon Larry session.
That's pretty great stuff,
that
huh?
That took care of our Larry for the next 6 months.
We haven't done it for 6 months.
I know. I said that took care of it for another 6 months.
It was building up inside there, boy.
And now the host of the program, here's Larry.
Thanks very much, Paul. Good evening, everybody, on this Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Eat my booger sugar. She has no idea what she just experienced.
Sure.
None whatsoever.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right. Hey there, Nambla. What's happening, Buzz?
Hi, Donna Mike.
And we're ready for the news and comments. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.